Hey, Prime members, have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free? Good news! With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Got a few more emails, R-A-D, at radradio.com. A letter writer needed us to settle an argument between her and her husband about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. His big thing seems to be it has to be toasted and it has to be on sourdough. And it has to be strawberry jelly. Which that last one seems to be the least offensive of all. Lisa wrote in because we had somebody at the very end of the segment say that they grew up eating these. Lisa says, gross, my coworker just told me the other day that she too eats peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
That's just child abuse.
It's got to be somewhat good now that we've heard two people say it.
No, I think it's like it's just what they got as their childhood and they kept it around.
If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, coming up in about 10 minutes during our next commercial break is the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
Time for the bonus cams. What do we got coming up, Brando?
We've got kitchen hacks for you. So there's salt and pepper shakers, right? Mm. You use salt and pepper shakers. You shake the stuff out of the shakers, like the salt and the pepper. Well, if you get some of that stuff stuck on the bottom, that pepper kind of builds up at the bottom, right? Yep. So the salt and pepper shakers, the glass ones, they have those ridges on the bottom. If you rub those ridges together, the stuff that's stuck on the bottom of the shakers miraculously falls away.
Wow. I love these hacks where you're like, what? How did I not know this?
We have a couple of other hacks for you. You can freeze your meat with old Coke bottles, like the 2-liter bottles. You like cut them up and then you put the meat inside. I don't know. It's gone viral.
That sounds weird.
If you ever want to try to clean your iron, you know, when you have an iron that has all those marks and streaks on the bottom of it.
Like to iron your clothes.
Yeah,
oh my god, plastic stuck on it and stuff.
I don't own an iron anymore.
I have a hack for you. If you do have an iron, how you can clean it.
How appropriate as we work our way through food news and peanut butter and jelly gate. Sabrina wrote in because somebody had written in about wheat bread and Dawn went nuclear. Sabrina says, I only eat peanut butter and jelly with wheat bread, but I do like to toast it and have a glass of milk for dessert. When I'm sick, I like peanut butter and jelly not toasted with chicken noodle soup and I dip it.
Oh, no, that's just, come on now. Oh. I'm weird and that's disgusting.
Salty sweet.
This is all kinds of wrong on her taste buds.
Oh, this is fine.
Like she will literally only do wheat bread and then she'll dip it in chicken noodle soup.
Untoasted.
The peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, usually untoasted. Toasted, but untoasted when she's sick into the chicken noodle soup.
I mean, I'm glad you like it.
See, this just, I love wheat bread. I'm on the same boat. It's got to be the split top wheat, though, so there's no bunch of grainy little weedy things inside of it. But I also like the chicken and a biscuit crackers.
Oh.
Dip those in peanut butter.
Those are good.
It's basically the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking she's sick, and that's why she likes it. Maybe her being sick
she's
messing
sick.
Up something with her taste buds. Or maybe she's just sick in the head. Who knows?
Listen, I don't think I'm a fair person to judge wheat bread. I have no idea if I would find it good because it was so forced on me the minute you get into fitness, right? In like my late teens, wheat bread. And it was, it definitely did not taste like regular bread. But then just being forced, like always on the lists of what you can and can't eat with any plan or trainer I had was no white bread. So, I mean, just having wheat bread forced on me all those years, I cannot stand it now. I think it is terrible.
By the way, my wife texted me a picture because I said I'm completely, as far as I know, both she and I are completely agnostic to this whole thing. And sure enough, we have both Jif and Skippy at home. And we interchange them. We use them both. We don't notice a difference between the two.
Hi, you damn agnostics. I swear.
She also said that for peanut butter and jelly, you need to add maple syrup to the peanut butter.
Ooh.
Okay, that would be good.
Right.
She says you do the jam first so the peanut butter doesn't get caught in the jam because it'll coagulate in the jam over time and the jam allows the peanut butter to slip off of the knife. That's my wife's opinion of how you make a peanut butter and jelly. Tim wrote in, so we were talking about the wheat bread thing, and Dawn just gave another version of her lecture of, you know, is it for health or do you really like wheat bread? Tim says to cut calories, I found a flour tortilla makes a really good peanut butter and jelly.
Ew. Oh, come on now. I mean, if you don't have bread.
In a pinch.
Hey, listen, absolutely, peanut butter wrapped in a tortilla is good. But you cannot call it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
No, it's a burrito.
What, or whatever, a wrap burrito, but you cannot. Look, I made everyone peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and you hand them tortillas.
Oh, my God. So I had this apricot jalapeno jam one time. I'm thinking maybe a quesadilla dipped inside that with some sour cream might be acceptable, but not with peanut butter. You got to keep the peanut butter out of it.
A member of our Kyle Army says, I agree with Rob. The best way that I found to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is get two pieces of bread, put on peanut butter, jelly, and then feed it to your dog. Not a fan.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's good for dogs, but yeah. Other than that, I'm with you, dude. I don't want it.
Well, they like peanut butter.
Alicia says, then we had that. We had the one person write in, and we only kind of sort of a little bit focused on what were they talking about, this family argument of wiping off the peanut butter or whatever. So a few people said, Alicia says, I think that when they say wipe it off, they mean wipe the knife off on the other piece of bread
so you can
use the same knife for the other ingredient.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Austin says you use the other piece of bread to clean the knife so you don't get jelly in the peanut butter or butter in the jelly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that is annoying when that happens.
Same thing from Brianna. Then Dan says there is only one way to eat peanut butter and jelly, and this is the way. Slightly toasted sourdough topped with crunchy Skippy and grape jelly.
Oh, God. This person is all kinds of wrong, from the toasted sourdough to the Skippy.
Nothing wrong with the Skippy.
I mean, find them stat. Get the SWAT team on them and lock them up.
Bridget says, I am also on the peanut butter and mayonnaise train, but please add some iceberg lettuce. It gives it a nice crunch. I've been eating these since I was a kid and was introduced because my grandfather had one every day for lunch, and I still love them.
See? Because he's probably from the Depression, and that's all they had.
Exactly.
Now I'm curious. This is three people.
Do you know, there's this new series. It's something like How You Spot a Serial Killer. Yeah. This right here is going to be in there.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, mayonnaise, and iceberg lettuce. That's your first sign.
And Kyle, I've heard three people say that they enjoy rape. Does that mean it's good?
Why are you talking to those people?
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.